Books on Tape presents Under Orders by Dick Francis, read by Martin Jarvis. Chapter 1. Sadly, death at the races is not uncommon. However, 3 in a single afternoon was sufficiently unusual to raise more than an eyebrow. That only one of the deaths was of a horse was more than enough to bring the local constabulary hot foot to the track. Cheltenham Gold Cup Day had dawned bright and sunny, with a fine dusting of a March frost showing white between the grass. The forecast for the day was dreadful, with heavy rain due to drive in from the west. But as I stood in my ex-father-in-law's kitchen, looking through the window at the westerly sky, there was no sign yet of the warm front that was promised.
"There you are, Sid,"
said Charles, coming into the kitchen in his dressing gown over striped pyjamas, with soft blue velvet slippers on his feet. Rear Admiral Charles Rowland, Royal Navy, retired, my one-time father-in-law, my confidant, my mentor, and, without doubt, my best friend. I still introduced him to strangers as my father-in-law, although it was now some 10 years since his daughter, Jenny, my wife, had seen the need to give me an ultimatum. Give up my job, or she would give me up. Like any man at the top of his profession, I'd assumed she didn't really mean it, and continued to work day in and day out. And so Jenny left, with acrimony and spite. The fact that a crippling injury put a stop to my chosen profession just a few months later was one of those little ironies from which there is no escape. Our marriage had been irreparably damaged, and there was no going back.